This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Percy Bysshe Shelley. Shelley was born on August 4th, 1792, in Sussex, England. He was born into opportunity and wealth because his father was a member of Parliament. For this reason, he attended Eton, which is an exclusive school that, still to this day, usually has its graduates go on to Oxford or Cambridge. While at Eton, Shelley was bullied because he didn't care about sports, and he had a high-pitched voice. He was mischievous, though, and he reportedly blew up a tree at Eton with gunpowder. In spite of this, he did well enough academically to attend Oxford. According to legend, he only went to one lecture while he was there, and he read books for most of the day on his own. During this time, he wrote his first novel, and he also wrote a controversial pamphlet called The Necessity of Atheism. When university officials found out about it, they demanded that he renounce his views. He didn't, and he was expelled in 1811. After a tumultuous love life and a failed first marriage, he met Mary Wollstonecraft Godwin. They got married against her father's wishes, and she became his second wife. You might know the name Mary Shelley for a different reason, though. She wrote the novel Frankenstein. The newlyweds moved around England. They became friends with other writers like Lord Byron, John Keats, and Thomas Love Peacock, and they ultimately moved to Italy. A prolific writer, Shelley is known for both his poetry and his essays. These include Mont Blanc, The Revolt of Islam, Prometheus Unbound, and Adonis. By any measure, Shelley lived a radical and unconventional lifestyle. Although he never saw fame in his lifetime, he became known as one of the most important poets of his generation. He died in a boating accident on July 8, 1822, in the Gulf of La Spezia, Italy. He was 30 years old. Our poem for today is Ozymandias. Among many other things, this is a poem about power and vanity, and how artists are more powerful than kings. Let's start with the title. Who was Ozymandias anyway? You'd probably know him better as the Egyptian pharaoh, King Ramses II. Ozymandias was his Greek name. He lived in the 12th century BC, and he ruled over the mightiest empire in the ancient world. However, since Shelley wrote this poem in 1818, it's hard not to think of Napoleon, who, after all, was a modern-day conqueror, at least as far as Shelley was concerned. The poem begins with a man traveling on a road, and he runs across a fellow traveler. This stranger tells him about a ruined statue that has been seen in the desert. Most of this poem, in fact, is simply a long quote from this fellow traveler. We therefore hear about this ruined ancient statue, and we don't actually see it. This means that words, the words of the poem, give life to this statue and preserve it. And although the statue to Ozymandias was clearly designed to instill fear and awe, it lays smashed and ruined in an empty desert. The power of this once mighty pharaoh is shown to be hollow and broken. It is the artist who chiseled the pharaoh's face that lasts, not the vainglory of kings. Shelley seems to be suggesting that art will outlast the powerful, as it almost always does. This is Ozymandias by Percy Bysshe Shelley. I met a traveler from an antique land who said, "Two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert. Near them, on the sand, half sunk, a shattered visage lies, whose frown and wrinkled lip and sneer of cold command tell that its sculptor well those passions read, which yet survive, stamped on these lifeless things, the hand that mocked them and the heart that fed." And on the pedestal, these words appear: "My name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair." Nothing beside remains. Round the decay of that colossal wreck, boundless and bare, the lone and level sands stretch far away.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. This episode was recorded at Augustana University and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.